Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today for the whole show, Pete Earnott is here. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park, the resort at Red Hawk, the Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cure, and the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Welcome to the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, the crossroads of Western States distribution. From here at the USA Parkway Interchange, drivers can reach most locations in the Western region in one day or less. TRI also provides rail service on Union Pacific Rail Main Line and from the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Rail Companies. And with only a 15-minute drive to the Reno Tahoe International Airport, this makes TRI the crossroads of Western States distribution. The Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
So, who do you use for workers' comp?
Pro Group Management.
Oh, I've heard some good things about them.
You bet. Employee background check, safety training, claim seminars. Oh, here's the great part. If you have an issue, they work for you, not against you.
Well, sounds perfect. And expensive.
Well, that's the best part. They saved me 25%, and I've heard they saved more for others.
Works for me.
Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends is the Tamarack Junction. Enjoy great food 24 hours a day in the dining car restaurant. For a quick bite and the best sandwiches in town, it's the Whistle Stop Deli. And for the best appetizers and menu selections and a large variety of cocktails, beer, and martinis, it's Sully Sports Bar and Grill. The Tamarack Junction is your junction for fun, just north of the Summit Sierra on South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records, like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
This segment is brought to you by the Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cures. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad on No Holds Barred Political Forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are very pleased to welcome back to the program Pete Earnott. He's a partner and president of R&R Public Affairs. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
Thank you, Sam.
You've been busy for the last several months advising the Sandoval campaign. Now it is Brian Sandoval, governor-elect. I wanted to ask you first, what happened to the Rory Reid campaign?
That's kind of hard to answer, Sam.
Were you expecting a tougher campaign?
Well, I think he put up a pretty spirited campaign. I mean, they outspent Brian's campaign by over $2 million, so obviously raising money wasn't a problem for him. I just don't think that the campaign really ever connected with the voters. I'm not sure that they really saw the path to differentiate themselves from Governor-elect Sandoval. Obviously, when you're running against someone who has a resume of being a former assemblyman, a former gaming commission chairman, a former attorney general, and just freshly off the federal bench, that's a formidable resume to run against. And I'm not sure they ever got out of the gate on just the predicate of who is more experienced, who would you trust more to be governor.
Rory Reid, no doubt, very smart guy, has very efficiently been the chairman of the Clark County Commission, some say a more powerful body even than the legislature. What do you think's next for him?
Well, I don't know. I think he has a future in politics. Maybe that fourth congressional seat, once it's drawn, might be one option. Maybe an appointment to something in the Obama administration might be another.
Did you see the line out the door this morning when you came in? That's all the people lining up for that fourth congressional seat.
Right. No, I understand. But you know, again, it's all in the lines. It's all in how that's drawn, and whether there's, you know, two safe Democrat seats and one safe Republican seat and one competitive seat, or whether the, you know, Democrats try to get all three seats and just jam all the Republicans into one. So there's a lot to be seen to see who would be competitive.
You know, it's interesting. Barbara Buckley stepped down and decided not to run in the governor's race in deference to Rory Reid. Do you think that would be likely to happen again after this election?
Well, I think it was a different time. I mean, Barbara, you know, has a young son. She certainly was more focused on her family obligations than her political ambitions. And who's to say when that'll change? I mean, Barbara really is a throwback to an era in which people focused on that much more than their ambitions. And I think once she feels like she's, done right by her family and by her son and raised her kids, then at that point I think she might get back in the game. But I doubt before that.
You ran the most impressive campaign, as I've said in this program before, to get Governor Kenny Gwynn elected. Governor Gwynn was known as a moderate. You've been known as a moderate. Brian Sandoval took an extreme right wing position in terms of taxes. A lot of people are saying no big difference between his position and Governor Gibbons' position. The budget that will come out will be largely Jim Gibbons' budget because there's not enough time to make that many adjustments. When you look at the problems of the state and you look at the situation where you have Majority Leader Horsford saying that he thinks it's going to be $1.5 billion in cuts and $1.5 billion in increased revenue, how does Governor-elect Sandoval get to a place where he can govern and not let the legislature take over?
Well, let's start from the first point here. This is not another Gibbons administration. I think Brian Sandoval comes at this in a very different way. Number one, Brian Sandoval is not an extremist. He's not an ultra conservative. He came at this with a very fundamental belief, which is the essential element to our economy recovering is a creation of jobs. And I think he believes very strongly today that taxes don't create jobs. In fact, they do the opposite. So this isn't something out of, you know, Grover Norquist's book or the RNC playbook. This is a deeply held belief that at the point in time we are today, that the single most important thing for our economy in Nevada is a creation of jobs, with 14%+ unemployment leading the nation in foreclosure. So that's where this comes from. The second thing is, I think that this governor is going to be intimately involved in this budget. He's going to focus himself on each and every major division, and these aren't going to be across-the-board cuts. These are going to be very thoughtful cuts, but unfortunately, very necessary cuts. I think he comes at this with a tremendous amount of compassion, but a tremendous amount of resolve. So it's going to be very, very different than, I think, the last administration.
Okay, but, you know, you have kids in school. He has kids in school. You can't destroy the school system. You can't destroy higher ed and expect companies to move here when they will not appreciate the kind of university system we have. Health and Human Services is another huge part of the budget. Mm-hmm. You're looking at one of the things that we've tried to raise awareness of over the last few years is autism. 10-15% cuts to the kids suffering from autism. Mm-hmm. I know you to be a very compassionate man. All I know of Brian is for him to be a compassionate man. I just don't see how we get there with no new taxes, unless it's left as it was to the last legislature to take over rewriting the entire budget and passing it with a veto-proof majority.
Well, that second part is not realistic. The governor-elect is not in the business of handing over his responsibilities to the legislature. His MO really is to work with the legislature. I think in talking with the majority leader or talking with the speaker, they would both say that he's worked hand-in-hand with them already. To a much greater degree of openness and transparency than maybe was done in the past. This is a difficult time, Sam. There's difficult decisions to be made in K-12, in higher ed, in health and human services. There's no doubt. But ultimately, at some point, I think the governor-elect believes that there has to be a fundamental correction that says we have $5.338 billion to spend, and we have to get back to a point where spending is under control. The whole tax issue, and I get it. I mean, completely, I totally understand that. And many of my clients in gaming and mining have been steadfast about broadening the base business tax, and I totally understand that argument too. That's why I think this legislature is going to be so dynamic, because there's a couple of different opinions in this, and how it turns out, you know, I just don't know. But it's certainly the time and the place for that debate. The problem that you run into is, who are you going to tax? I mean, who are you going to tax? I mean, gaming is not doing well. The business and community, in large, we have the highest unemployment in the country. Property taxes, we have the highest foreclosure. Sales tax collections have been down, you know, quarter after quarter after quarter. So I don't think people can confuse raising taxes with raising revenue. So there, it's one of those issues where you might be like a regular family. Think, well, honey, if we get in problems, we can just sell our house. Well, if your house is unsellable, then you have to deal with the reality of what you have. And I think that's really what the legislature and the governor is going to have to deal with this session.
Okay, let's take a break, and we'll come back to that point right after this timeout.
Or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Attention diabetics, if you've taken the diabetes drug Avandia, listen carefully.
If a member of your family has suffered a heart attack, stroke, or even died while taking Avandia, call the attorney Greg Jones right now.
If you or a loved one have taken this drug and were injured, you may be entitled to financial compensation.
For a free legal consultation, call 800-595-6139.
You don't owe us anything unless we're successful.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, this may be the most important phone call you'll ever make.
I owed $50,000 in taxes, but listen.
Your tax problem is settled. You only owe $8,400.
What a great message.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, then you owe it to yourself to call this number. Let our experts help guide you through the process of negotiating a tax settlement. Call this number or go to tax10000.com.
Urgent means. If you have good credit now and a good credit history, you can qualify for a low fixed rate 30-year refinance loan from Mortgage in 15 minutes.
They turned my good credit into a great rate. Thank you, Mortgage in 15 minutes.
They came through, like they said, in less than 15 minutes.
This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Call us now for your low fixed rate loan.
Call 1-800-604-1585.
It will be a short outing for this young right-hander as the manager heads to the mound. Uh-oh. I have never seen anything like this.
There's an easier way inside local sports. Las Vegas Review Journal. Get inside.
This segment is brought to you by the Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cures. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Pete Ernott, partner and president of R&R Public Affairs, help Brian Sandoval get elected to governor. You made a point there, and I want to go back to it, where you said there's a difference between raising taxes and raising revenue. Explain that to me.
Well, I mean, you can raise all the taxes you want, but it's a matter of blood from a turnip. If the increase of gross has not gone up, and you go and raise taxes, it may not be in a position where you actually drive any new revenues. I mean, we found that out with the taxes that were raised in the last session, and the taxes that were raised in the last special session. They came in far below what the projections were, and so. Of course, that's always kind of been the problem in Nevada, which is we've always just kind of adjusted our projections to meet the demands of spending. Now, all that aside, understand that nobody wants to destroy the K-12 education system in the state. It's going to be a tough go, but I'll tell you that Brian Sandoval, I know, is absolutely burning the midnight oil with his staff right now, looking at every imaginable way to put as much money into K-12 education as they possibly can. I think they're going to have some very innovative ideas for higher ed, some very innovative ideas for child welfare and some other programs.
Can you share?
No, I can't tonight, but I will tell you that I think at the state of the state, Nevada will see a remarkably different ideology of what state government should be going forward.
Can you give us a comparison anywhere to look around the country to say that this is the model that's being based upon, or is this all original thought?
No, I think there's been ideas borrowed from other places and maybe refined. I mean, I think you're going to see some education reform that patterns many of the things that happen in states like Florida. I think you're going to see a reform in spending like you've seen in Indiana or New Jersey. So, not all of them fit completely to Nevada, but there are good ideas out there that can be modified to make sense here.
What about looking at things like prisons? Justice Hardesty tried to do early release programs for nonviolent offenders, and that has had some success. Should we be expanding upon that? There are those that say that the prison industry is literally that. It's a business, and that the unions have been very powerful in stopping shutting down the Carson City prison that's old and antiquated. Howard Skolnick has resigned because he doesn't want to have to deal with the next session of the legislature. Your thoughts on that?
Well, I think the reality of the prison system from an economic standpoint is very simple. If you want to save money in prisons, you got to let people out of jail. But there's ways to do that. And the reality of the situation here is we have a prison in Gene sitting completely empty. At a time when you have the federal government, other states just dying to find beds, but we have been reluctant to lease that prison or to utilize that prison. Why? I have no idea. The Nevada State Prison, other than the fact of the employees, and certainly if somebody's smart enough, they can find a way to find other places for those employees to work. But if anybody with an ounce of sense spent a day looking at that prison, they know it should have been shut down 10 years ago. It's really ridiculous that it hasn't been. So there's lots of different ways that money can be saved in the prison system by just a little bit of innovation.
Will the Attorney General and the Secretary of State go along with that? Because those are the two votes that stopped it closing before.
Well, I think it was presented correctly. I'm not sure that the last administration really got along or was good at articulating why they wanted to do certain things. And towards the end, I think it just became incredibly personal and partisan. I think this is a new time. I think Brian Sandoval is a person that has a decade-long reputation of working with folks from both sides of the aisle and both houses, and whether it's from Vegas or from Reno or in the rural counties. So I think it's a different person, a different time, and this is a different reality. I think there's lots of things today that some would not thought possible 2 and 4 years ago, just because you now have these the Sophie's choice. I mean, do you want to make those cuts in prisons, or do you want to make those cuts in K-12 education? There is no magic answer to either.
Okay, I'm going to hold you over for another segment, if that's okay. So we'll take a break, and we'll come right back with Pete Ernott after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
On the next Face to Face, the people behind a new bill want smokers to pay more so you can pay less. A tax on tobacco products would help bridge the gap in social services the state can no longer afford. We'll tell you about it on the next Face to Face.
Watch Moana Nursery's High Desert Garden Tips every Friday on the News 4 Morning Show. The experts at Moana Nursery will guide you through projects like fall planting, lawn reseeding, and even let you know why your garden didn't produce this year. High Desert Garden Tips every Friday morning on News 4.
When it comes to going bald, you now have a choice. Advances in medical science have resulted in the world's first and only permanent solution to hair loss.
It is your real hair. It's your natural hair. You wash it, you cut it, you swim with it.
Bosley is the world's most experienced hair restoration expert, having pioneered many of the major advances in the art and science of hair restoration.
I'm very satisfied, very happy with what I've done. This has got to be one of the best decisions I've made in my life, I'll tell you that.
Bosley Hair Restoration is a relatively simple outpatient procedure. The results look completely natural, and it's affordable on nearly any budget. Call the toll-free number now to receive your free no-obligation information kit that will help you decide if hair restoration at Bosley is right for you. You don't have to accept going bald. Do something about it right now.
Call 1-800-791-1913. That's 1-800-791-1913. Call now.
This segment is brought to you by the Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cures. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Pete Ernott, partner and president of R&R Public Affairs. Let's go through a few different topics here. Is there any doubt that Dean Hello will run against John Ensign if John Ensign is still in office in the primary?
That's a tough question to answer today, but I think that Dean is a serious candidate for that office. So, we'll see what the future holds. But today, I would suspect he's seriously taking a look at it.
The mere fact that you can't raise the money. I mean, we saw this with Gibbons Sandoval in the primary. That all the money from even the most conservative people like Monty Miller all went to Brian Sandoval. And that, in the end, was the end of the game. Do you not see the same thing happening with John Ensign, that they're just, you raised $18,000, spent $500,000 on legal fees?
Well, there's so many things left out there to run their course, whether, the Senate Ethics Committee comes back or doesn't come back.
Does it even matter at this point?
Oh, I think, yeah, absolutely it matters at this point. A lot of those things matter.
You mean when Sharon Angle says something like, if his wife can't trust him, why should I? That isn't the commercial that the opponent, either in the primary or on the general, runs?
Well, listen, I think that American politics and Nevada politics have shown that there's a great resiliency for those who stay in. I would not count John Ensign out of this primary, but he's obviously dug himself a tremendous hole, in trust with the voters and such. Whether he's able to dig out of that, I don't know. But I still think there's a few external forces here that are probably out of everybody's control that'll dictate that to a great degree.
But isn't it all about the money in the end?
Absolutely. But, Washington is a very forgiving place. With the Department of Justice walking away from their investigation, that probably leads to the ability to raise more money. As much as he would need to ward off other competitors, probably not. But we'll have to see. Again, that's why they run these races. I mean, everybody counted David Vitter out 2 years ago, too. But back to your core question on Dean Heller. Knowing Dean as I know him, I think he's taken a very serious look at the race.
Would Shelley Berkeley, Dean Heller, be one of the great races of all time?
Well, I think I'd have to favor...
I mean, you have two great characters there.
Yeah, listen, and I have a great deal of respect for Shelley and Dean. I mean, Dean and I were fraternity brothers in college, so we go a long ways back. And I think in that race, you'd have to favor Congressman Heller. But again, who's to say? The American public and the Nevada public's tolerance for inaction or misdeeds has shortened so much. You see that this pendulum used to swing maybe every 6 or 8 years is now really a 2 year proposition. I mean, 2 years ago, they were declaring the Republican Party dead, and you see what just happened in November. So, now the Republicans have taken over Congress, and it's their turn to turn things around and make things happen. If they don't, I would assume the voters will express their dismay with the Republicans too. So, there's a lot out there to dictate this next election.
Sharon Angle certainly not going away, and started a PAC that she's going to be the head of. Do you see this schism in the Republican Party between the moderates, what happened with Senator Raggio? Do you see Sharon Angle taking CD2 if Dean decides he's going to run in the Senate seat? Where's the Republican Party? And it doesn't have, you guys managed to get this election taken care of, totally self-controlled. The Republican Party doesn't exist.
Right. But, you know, it's amazing how many times I've been asked that question in my career. In 1998, it was Pat Robertson. In 1998, it was Aaron Russo. In 2008, it was Ron Paul. And every 10 years, I don't know, it's kind of like the Mormon cricket invasion. We have some issue in which we say the Republican Party is divided and can't win. And in every single one of those election cycles, the Republican Party outpaced the Democrats on just about every race. In 2006, when there was an absolute whitewash for Democrats across the country, Republicans won almost every major race, including two open House seats here in Nevada. So I think we've proven, if we haven't proven it since 1988, that the Republican Party is still formidable regardless whether they have a organization at the top of the Central Committee. I don't know what could prove it. So I think it's a much ado about nothing.
Okay. We've got about a minute left. The Republican caucus, what is this going to mean for the Republican Party? Is this the opportunity to build a real structure with real money and real organization to match what the Democrats already have in place and will have in place in 2012?
Well, it's definitely an opportunity, but it starts with a candidate. It's been my experience that you have to have that one candidate that everybody can galvanize around. I think Brian Sandoval absolutely has that ability. We'll have to see, you know, who emerges in the presidential race in 2012. That's another huge issue. But I found that if you have a popular governor that's willing to put in the time, that's the best party building apparatus that the state can have.
And the good news is we're out of time. We don't have time to talk about redistricting, but that means come back soon.
Okay, Sam.
Always a pleasure. Pete Erno. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Here at Precision Diamonds, all repairs are done in-house by our master jewelers, Moses and Brandon. Whether you need something repaired, remounted, or custom-made, we do it all right here at Precision Diamonds.
Precision Diamonds, near Olive Garden, next to Big Five.
Northern Nevada Appliance Outlet announces its year-end factory-authorized appliance clearance sale in Carson City. Washers, dryers, refrigerators, built-in ovens, dishwashers, cooktops, ranges, microwaves, water heaters. First come, first serve on all items. Save an additional 10 to 30% off the already low prices. Northern Nevada Appliance Outlet specializes in box store misorders, factory blemish, one-of-a-kinds, and some scratched or slightly dinged appliances. These incredible deals won't last. Northern Nevada Appliance Outlet, 2814 North Carson Street in Carson City.
If you're eligible for Medicare, it can be overwhelming.
There's a lot to consider.
Like how much will it cost?
Do I have a lot of doctors to choose from?
Where do I go if I need help?
And I want a plan that knows Nevada.
Senior Dimensions has been serving Nevadans for 25 years and is the Medicare Advantage plan over 50,000 members have turned to. Stop by or call Senior Dimensions to speak to a licensed insurance agent. Senior Dimensions, you can count on us.
The verbal, emotional, and physical abuse that occurred with my daughter has forever changed her. As I read over these emails from viewers sharing with me their experiences with childhood bullying, it's clear the problem is widespread. Here at News 4, we are exploring the subject. I am committed to start the dialogue on a topic that for so long has not been openly discussed. Email me your stories at anchormom@mynews4.com. Continue to watch News 4 as we tackle this issue and begin a real dialogue.
No matter when you shop at Precision Diamonds, we'll give you the lowest price possible. Shop and compare for quality and design. You'll find what you're looking for here at Precision Diamonds.
Precision Diamonds, near Olive Garden, next to Big Five.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. You can also download the show free of charge from iTunes. Be sure to watch our special teen edition of Nevada Newsmakers with high school kids from around the state. That show starts airing across the state on Christmas Eve. On our next broadcast, Tony Sanchez will be here, Senior Vice President, Government and Community Strategy at NV Energy. And then to round out the week, Bill Lerner will be here from Union Gaming Group. See you on the next broadcast.